Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
The first time I heard it, okay, fine, I will say that. It's Friday night, it's been a busy little week. So I haven't watched all the soaps because I'm a bad little host, but I don't care. And let's see, any announcements? I'm announcing I'm running for president in the next election. I've decided that, you know, I could take over the road. And I'm also deciding that I'm running for ABC president of daytime, too. I also decided I'm going to run for the president of the I Hate Kelly Monaco fan club. So, yeah, I've decided to be really bad tonight. I've decided that, you know, Bradford is probably the best hunk on daytime. Well, maybe Christophe St. John is, too. Okay, so I will bring people on. Let's just have a good time tonight, you guys. It's Friday night. After a long, long, long week. This has been, feel like, the longest week. And, you know, I just want to say the inauguration was great, beautiful, whatever. But you know what? Damn it, I miss my soaps. Okay. I'm bringing on Kathy first. Hey, Kathy. Kathy?
Oh, gosh. Oh,
what?
No.
What?
Was I cut out?
No, you're fine. I just put you on.
Oh, I hate Comcast.
Yes, we hate Comcast. Okay, so we hate Comcast.
That's my rant.
Cool. I'm bringing on my little sidekick that I'm going to be going at fan club weekend with, too. Hey, Candace.
Hey, everybody. Happy birthday, Light. It would have been 76 today.
Hi, Candace.
Hey.
Did you get my text the other day?
Yeah, did you get my text?
No.
Oh. Okay. I'll resend it to you.
Can you? Why, is it bad?
No.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, my mom got us the room, so, you know.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I can always, by the way, some of the events came out?
Yeah, so.
Okay, so let me know if I need to send them to you or not, or if you got them.
Yeah, I got the email, because somebody emailed it to me, and I just want to say this, and this is my rant for tonight's show. General Hospital Fan Club is going to be pricey.
Yep.
And
mm-hmm.
I feel like I need to take up a so, Curly, since you was announcing me running for president and everything, I'm running the corner. Because maybe being a hooker caught me out with the fan club weekend. I'm like, are you serious? Like, I saw the prices, and I'm like, really? Like,
Wait, what prices were you looking at, by the way? I'm just wondering now.
I was looking at pretty much, well, Rebecca's definitely going to. And I'm.
Wait, how much is Rebecca's?
Wait a minute, I got to turn my tablet back on. Give me a minute.
Oh, okay. But Leo, when you and I talk, is there any way where you and Lazon and I can get Becky's ticket together for we can all sit together?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
It's going to be the fan club members first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, Lazon can get that because he's a fan member.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
All right.
So, but how much is the ticket, Becky's thing?
I got to turn my tablet on.
Okay, while you do that, I will bring on Sam, Samantha, and Silo.
Hey, Silo.
Hi, Candace.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Kathy.
Yep.
Sam, you're on, too.
I know. Thank you.
You're welcome. Did anyone like my new intro?
I didn't get to hear it. To be honest, I didn't hear it either. I was jamming to
okay, fine.
To
you guys will.
I'm sorry.
You guys will all be forgiven now. But did you hear my announcement about running for president?
I heard that.
Thank you. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I decided that if I ran for president, my new law would be that the soaps have to be played on the holidays.
Okay.
Yes. So how is everyone? Silo, how are you? How's the weather in Arizona? Because please tell me it's nice, because we need nice weather. We need to hear about nice weather.
Yeah, it's nice. We had rain yesterday, and it was cold, and today it got up to 75, so it's typical.
Wow, just rubbing it.
Typical.
Wow.
Come on, Sally, wake up.
Okay, and Samantha, how is the weather in California?
Yeah, it was rainy here today, so believe it or not.
I'm shocked.
Tell me.
Sorry, I just... You like
rain? We may get it then. They said we're going to have it for the next 3 days, but it said it rained today, and it didn't, so...
You know what? I just want to know how weather people can always be correct, because they are never all, so... Yeah.
Well,
if
you care in Maryland, it snowed today.
I want snow.
I don't want snow. Okay. Anybody who deals with snow knows this. When
right.
you were a kid, it was the greatest thing in the world. When it
oh,
was snow.
Exactly it was.
It was like the best thing. School was closed. You didn't have a care in the world. You could just go out and make snowballs, throw it at people. You didn't have to care. A couple of years later, you grow up into an adult. Snow happens. You got to dig your way out sometimes. You got to make sure there's no ice around your car. You also got to clean the front. You also have to be stuck inside the house, and you get bored. Not only that, if you're at work, you have to make sure everything is on point before you leave.
Right.
Or in my case, have to wait for the parents to come and pick up the kids. Then you can leave.
Oh. Well, I think snow is pretty when it falls on the ground. But when we were kids, it was great. I got a hand in two, you know. But making snowballs, accidentally throwing snowballs at cars, you know, yeah. Yeah. But no, I'm sorry. So how bad was the snow? Was it bad or was it good or was it just terrible?
Wait a minute. Say it again.
Was the snow bad? I mean, was there a lot of snow or was there just a little?
It started like around 1 o'clock, and it was like light flurries. By at least 3 o'clock, it started sticking to the ground, so we got maybe 1 to 2 inches, but we're still under a winter advisory until 4 o'clock in the morning, meaning we can get more snow.
Oh,
so. So,
I'm sorry.
I mean... It's okay. I mean, I'd rather for it to happen during the weekend than during the weekday, like a Monday.
Yeah. Oh, okay. The good news about this week, I guess Hulu is going to be having All My Children and One Life to Live on Hulu, right, you guys?
And iTunes.
And iTunes, yeah.
Yeah, and they got a lot of people to come back. I'm really happy that they did.
Well, as long as they leave Star on General Hospital,
right.
and they can take Michael. I mean, they can take Michael Easton. Bye bye, One Life. You know, Todd can stay on Z. You know, but you know, don't screw with Kristen Alderson, people.
I agree. I don't want him to go.
I was gonna say, I think at some point they're gonna have to go over there, just because of the fact that they're gonna have to have people to bring in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, with One Life to Live, those three carriages, as much as I want them to stay on General Hospital, and I know they're going to go back if they, you know, do like a little cameo, they have to finish some storylines. And like the whole John and Natalie thing, that has to come to a close.
Yeah.
For right now, just for right now. And with Blair and Todd, it has to also kind of be a wrap up too. I mean, it goes back and forth. They have one major storyline to kind of wrap up. Victor's.
Yeah, I don't know. To be there. To start, everybody's gone except for her dad.
Mm-hmm.
And such.
Well, you know, the thing is, I mean, my thing is, I'm enjoying still on DH. It's a great dynamic for so, mm-hmm. Really, Star is so, now that she went on General Hospital, and I don't want to get any hate mail because I'm not in the mood, people, but now I really think of her on General Hospital. I mean, yeah, I know she was on One Life and Liberty, but she's integrated into that cast so well that it makes me not even think, oh, let's talk about land use, though. No, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're right about Victor. They need to wrap that up. They need to wrap up everything. My thing is, you know, I would feel so bad for these people if they go there, they do this, and something, you know, happened. I mean, because they are not doing this in New York, right, Candace?
They're doing it in Connecticut.
Well, okay, well, but, you know, asking people again, once again, to kind of move, I think is like a, you know, crappy, I mean, I'm not blaming them, but I'm like, that would be hard.
Well, they're negotiating right now, so they aren't committed to going back. They're trying to keep them, I think. GH.
Yep. And, you know, even if they went, you know, even if they went there for, like, you know, a couple of days or whatever.
Michael Easton, because I don't want him in the storyline he's in.
And he still has his place in New York, too.
You know, well, yeah, I mean, I am so fine with Michael Easton going back. That won't bug me. I feel like maybe Todd and Stell can just, you know, go back and forth. So,
yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, oh, did your tablet ever work, Hans?
No, I'm still waiting for it.
I'm going to kill your tablet.
Well, it has to charge because I'm using my USB cable. Because for some reason I can't find my regular charger. And I'm pretty sure it's somewhere in my room. So that's how I haven't cleaned it. And
yeah, you're like me.
I feel your pain. I had to order a new one.
Mm.
Are they expensive?
I have to wait. What, the chargers?
Yeah, I mean, to get a new one.
If you're on warranty, you get it for free.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that's good.
Then Amazon.com has it under $13. I'm just going to put
it
out there.
That's not bad.
I had to pay $20 because I got a rare charger.
Oh, okay.
That's not bad. $20 low. Kathy, are you still here?
I'm here. I'm afraid I'm going to get cut out.
Comcast is screwing with Kathy, so we all need to, like, so Comcast the hate.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they said this time? They told
me. Oh, I'm dying to know what.
They told me there was a power outage since Wednesday. This time they said your modem has to be 3 feet away from your router. I said, you're telling me, you've been telling me since Wednesday it's a power outage. Now you're saying that? I said, my router is about 4 feet away from my modem. So it's not that. Oh, I was getting mad. I never get mad.
What you do is you don't believe anything they say and say, I have tried everything that your site recommends, and it's not working.
Yeah.
And I can't.
Wow.
They're sending and I got cut off. I called them once. I got cut off, and then my phone went dead. I had no phone. I called Carly on my cell. I called Carly, and I had no phone. And I'm so upset. I had no phone, and then it came on, and so I called them back again, and then now it's working, but I might get cut off. I don't know. They're going to send a tech in the first available. Time is 9 o'clock Monday, so they're coming at 9. So,
wait,
can I do?
Can't they come tomorrow?
What?
Why can't they come tomorrow?
They can't come tomorrow. They don't have availability tomorrow. They can't come tomorrow.
Are you serious?
But the guy told me, he said that all the days you're out, you'll get paid. But you know what? I don't believe that.
Can't call them again and tell them it's an emergency, saying it's been like this for quite a while, and you are a customer of theirs. You can
and that's your only form of communication for an emergency is your cell phone.
Exactly.
And you know what? God forbid something happens to Billy and you need 911, and it's fucked up, excuse my friend. But, yeah.
Well, we do have, you know, cell phones, so, I mean.
But still, you're going to need a landline.
Yeah,
look,
exactly.
Cell phones, here's the thing. If the product you're paying for, they should get their ass out there right now and fix it
exactly.
for you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I would have probably been meaner than you would have.
Well, I was getting really mad, as mad as I can get. I don't get that mad. But
no,
I got
you're good. I mean,
I got
I'm
as
not
mad
saying
as I could get.
Scream at them. I'm not saying scream at them, but I'm saying you need to let them know that you've had it, that you're paying good money for a service that half the time isn't working.
Yeah, $180 a month. I think that's a lot.
Oh,
that is a lot.
$180.
That is more than I'm paying.
Get on the phone, call Comcast, tell them, look, buddy. It's been like this for quite a few days. I've been getting the runaround. I need the service done now, not Monday, on your convenience. Let them know.
Yep. Yeah, at 9 o'clock in the morning. Okay, too. Yay. Hey,
okay,
Kim.
But and at the same time, they can always, like, the service hours are between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Some of them come out between those times. So most likely between 9 and 12 o'clock, they can come. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can pick whatever time they want. They may have told her 9 o'clock, but they probably could come at 12 o'clock and still don't get the job done.
They keep to their times.
But
sometimes, I mean, here they don't.
And not only that, they charge you. I found that out. They charge while, redoing your service because we had an issue. I had an issue here with and then I got my bill, and it said, like, tech service. And that was, like, $50. And I'm like, what is that for? Oh, when the guy came out. I'm like, excuse me?
Oh, I pay an insurance for that. I give them something a month for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do I.
Because it is too much.
So did anybody watch a soap opera this week?
Yes.
Just curious.
I did.
Did anybody like a soap opera this week?
I didn't like the Sunday soap opera that happened. I just want to point that out.
Which one was that? Oh, the football game?
Can we please?
Oh, when did you get here?
Hey, Carrie.
Do we have to go there? No, we don't.
Who are we talking about? What soap? Who?
Oh, they're talking about football.
Candace, you and I will have to take this up off air later on.
Oh, we have another call. Wow. Albert? Unblock number? Okay, it was Albert. Oh. Hi, welcome to Old Crazy Little Soul.
I thought Gemma was good this week. I loved it.
I liked the two that I'm watching now, B&B and GH, I thought they were both good, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, B&B...
Emma stole the show this week, I'm telling you.
Oh, my... She's so adorable.
Yep.
She's the best actress on the show. I'm just saying.
She's unbelievable.
She's got she's got the facial expressions down for a six-year-old, let me tell you.
Yeah,
I don't like you.
I don't like you.
And the other one said, I don't like you either. I couldn't believe it.
I'm like, how mature?
How mature?
Bridge.
The bridge, yeah.
Bridge needs to go away. Bridge needs, you know, Sunny needs the off bridge.
Honey?
Well, I'm just saying, if Sunny knew how badly, Emma was getting treated and being back close to Robin, he went on my off bridge.
I don't think Sunny's in the business of offing people anymore. Only certain people.
I'm just saying that Brittany needs to be off. Brittany needs to be off.
I think we should stick Epiphany on her.
Yeah.
Ooh,
We should stick Anna on her. My God, Anna would kick her ass.
Well,
Anna would kick her ass.
Anna. Yeah, Anna.
Yeah.
And
Emma did a good job. Emma handles her quite well.
Mm-hmm.
You have a laser to Patrick.
I couldn't believe how bad she was to Emma, though. She is a witch. I mean, we knew she was bad, but talking to Emma like that, oh, my God.
Yep.
Rich.
Now, is he supposed to be a kid? Wait, is he a kid doctor? Or am I wrong on that?
No.
Okay, she's not the same doctor that came in for Spencer. You know, that whole time, remember a year ago or whatever when Spencer was sick?
No, wasn't that Maggie?
Oh, it was Maggie. Okay. So, but yeah, Emma.
Hopefully she'll suffer the same fate.
Yeah.
I like that Liz just point blank told Patrick, you know, without being obvious, that there's issues with Britt, and
Yeah, but I wanted Liz to tell.
Yeah,
there she goes.
I think Patrick needs to figure it out on his own.
No, come on, he's a guy.
I think so too. You know why? I mean, if he hasn't gotten a call already, then you know what? Then he's going to have to.
But I wanted Liz to tell Patrick what Britch said to Sabrina about how Patrick thinks, you know, she kissed him and the whole bit. I wanted her to tell him everything. I wish Liz did.
I kind of want him to figure out on his own, because if he can't, then he deserves a dumb bitch.
Well,
because, it's true. After the whole Lisa Niles, I mean, like Samantha says, after Stephen Lasgo's, we're going to put Dr. Clueless on Patrick at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's good to look at.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Easy to look at, but not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
I don't understand. Yeah. Why is she so upset? What's wrong with her? Oh, my God.
It's like, why don't you ask her, you friggin' retard? There's a novel concept.
Yep.
And when your daughter tells you she doesn't like somebody, you should probably take her word for it.
Right.
It's not the best person.
I'm not saying that kids always need to, you know, be in control of mommy or daddy or dating, but for Christ's sake, if a kid really doesn't like the one you are going out with, especially when she's 6 years old and she just lost her mom, I think she has a little point in being able to say, I do not like this bitch, daddy.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, not only that, I mean,
Britt,
Britt has said things in Patrick's, like, I remember one time she said something about when they were just talking about the nurse's bullshit, like, oh, why bother doing that? And Patrick was standing right there. It's like, hello, McFly.
Yeah.
Did you hear what she just said?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just the other day she said something about all the nurses being all uptight, and he went, excuse me? And so, I mean, he obviously knows.
Block number
you
on the block call. Block caller, you on there? Okay.
Does Block caller have Comcast too? Well, even
probably.
Like Liz, and he knows Liz. Liz obviously makes it clear that she's not, you know, fond of her either. Liz
no.
doesn't make a habit of going around making not liking people for no reason.
Exactly. I mean, just the fact that when she told Liz a couple of months ago, or maybe a month or two. Oh, but Robin's, been, dead a year. It hasn't been a year, you bitch. It has not been a year since Robin died yet.
I like when she says, we've got to get along, we're stuck with each other. Says who?
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Not if Emma has anything to do about it.
You're just around for a cup of coffee, my dear.
Yeah.
I hope Emma tells Patrick what she said to her.
Yeah. I do too, because I think he'll take heart since Emma said, I told you I heard Mama.
Then again, that's another thing. Then again, he didn't believe the child when she said, I talked to Mommy on the phone.
Right, right.
Yeah, he's clueless.
Yeah, I mean, he is clueless. I mean, Samantha's right. After, Dr. Clueless goes back. Una goes, I agree, Patrick needs to find out for himself regarding Dr. Biss.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The bridge.
And then, when he does, Sabrina should say, go take a friggin' hike. Get away from
right.
me. Much humor.
Right. No, because she does care about him, and she really likes them, so no, I'm having trouble liking these people. Hope.
Oh, beautiful.
She's pathetic. She's been pathetic for a long time.
I want to kill her and Liam both.
Some people, used to like Hope Silo, and, but now, she needs to stop what she's doing, and this whole Steffi, Liam Hope thing should be done. This is stupid.
I'm having a problem that Liam is still with Steffi, and yet he sits there on the couch with Hope, eating dinner and doing this. They're not talking. They're sitting there Google-eyeing at each other and other things. And that's I hate Hope, too, but Liam is just as wrong.
Liam's more wrong, because if he didn't let her pass the threshold, none of this would go on. He's allowing this behavior to go on. He doesn't put his foot down and say, I'm with Steffi. Yes, we were lied to.
He went to explain it, what'd she do? She kisses him, and he kisses her back and gets on the bed. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, he's the problem.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't want her to tell him about the baby till he makes up his mind that he's going back. And then she files for a divorce and says, oh, by the way, I'm pregnant.
Yeah. I don't think she'll tell him anyway. I don't think so.
I think she will after, but she's going to want him to make his decision on his own, because he's not, he hasn't done that for her yet.
There shouldn't be any decision. There shouldn't be one.
I know.
It's ridiculous. I mean, he just said to Steffi, before she left, I'm loyal to you, and 5 minutes later, he's making out with her. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And if they're trying to turn Hope into Brooke 2.0, it's going to be a disaster, because she's another one. I've never hated Brooke, but she's getting on my nerves too.
Oh yeah, no.
The whore.
No, Taylor's getting on my nerves.
She's friggin' she's such a whore. Now she's hot up Katie's husband's ass.
Yep.
Yeah, she's getting on my nerves too. But so is Taylor. Taylor's getting on my nerves too.
Taylor has
See,
no
and
right
I'm
to
not.
Go.
I'm
well,
glad
she,
she's going after.
Yeah, that part I don't mind. But who is she to get mad that Stephanie took the shares back from Thomas? She acts like they were taken. They were he, Thomas was robbed. First of all, she gave those shares to Thomas to blackmail her own daughter-in-law to get Ridge and Broom Bridge, whatever the fuck their names are, broken up back in the day. Number one, and number two, then she goes to a grieving Eric, running her mouth about Thomas was robbed, this, that, the other thing. Hey, look, bottom line, I can't stand Rick, but he is Eric Forrester Jr., and he's got experience. Fucking deal with it.
Yep.
He's the president of that company. Period, plain and simple. She acts like her kid Thomas was robbed. He wasn't robbed. Stephanie, right and wrong, that she should have never given those shares.
Because,
I agree.
For two reasons. Number one, she was doing it to blackmail to keep Bridge and Brooke apart. Number two, was that fair to Stephanie and even Thorne's daughter? Of course, she's not old enough. But it was never right for her to give all those shares to Thomas and not the others.
And, you know, and you know what? I mean, the thing is, I forgot about Thorne having a daughter since we never, I mean, we haven't seen her on screen in
a long
time.
I mean, I don't care about Taylor going after, you know, fighting for Steffi because somebody's going to do it. That's fine. But she's going to go over there and rag on Eric and then yell at Stephanie's picture because she had Brooke over there.
I can't believe how these people. I can't believe how these people have no respect for Eric. Thomas has none. He has no respect for Eric.
That's another thing. Who is he to talk to his grandfather like that?
I can't believe the way he talks to him. Thomas has no respect. No respect for Eric and Taylor. The way she was talking to Eric today. I mean, the man just lost his wife, and she's standing in front of the picture.
Okay, that was weird.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Is somebody hearing that weird noise in the background?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought
I don't know where
phone.
It came from.
I thought it was
either,
my phone.
It's driving me.
I thought it was Comcast.
What's that? Okay, who has music now?
Not me.
Not me.
Yeah, I would listen to.
Was it the blocked call of it? Did you have
it was the blocked call, yeah.
Somebody's bored.
That was weird. But no, I mean, I do like Brooke, but, you know, I just feel like the whole, you know, it's sort of always been Thomas. And, you know, I mean, Rick, but you know what I was thinking, you know, they could have had a singing where Thorne was a part of it, too. I was thinking about that, too, today.
But I don't think Thorne wanted it. He didn't want it. But you know why?
But see, I still blame Eric for that. The reason he doesn't want it is because he doesn't want to fight for this shit. It should be given to him just as it was given to anybody. Actually, if you think about it, it should be given to him because then he would take it and run with it. He doesn't want it because he doesn't want to have to fight for something that's legitimately his.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's bullcrap. He should be the president. And co-president, him and...
him and Rick.
And I can't stand. Hmm. But I can't stand Taylor's attitude... that when she talks, my kids were robbed, this, that, the other thing. First of all, and let's say, if either of her kids are going to run that company, it should be Steffi. She's got more experience.
Right. Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel bad for Thomas one bit. He's taken a few pencils and scribbled a few dresses. What the hell does he know about running a company?
Nothing.
You know,
I don't like his attitude.
But Taylor, you know, when it comes to Steffi, I like when she said to Brooke, you know, your daughter's not going to do to my daughter what you did to me. She was right.
Right.
That I'm totally team Taylor on that one.
But Taylor has done the same thing, too.
What?
She's gone through Rick. She's gone through Rick.
Yeah, but she did not ruin a marriage. That's the difference. Brooke
but
did
when
not
I'm saying it, okay, but let's go back to Taylor's history. You know, because everybody says, you know, oh, Taylor's like a saint and everything. But before Brooke went through the whole force of guys, Taylor was halfway there.
But the difference is Brooke broke up her marriage. She had a family. Rick was with nobody when Taylor was sleeping with him. Nobody got
no, okay, but, Taylor, was, okay.
Taylor was with somebody when she, and Eric and Stephanie was married too. If we're going, I mean, Eric
no,
and
Brooke,
Stephanie
Brooke,
was married.
Brooke, no, Brooke broke up that marriage first.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Yeah, Brooke broke up that marriage first.
Well, Brooke, either or, Taylor needs to look in the mirror before she speaks.
But,
yeah.
the difference is, she, like I said, Taylor didn't break up a family. That's what Brooke did. And she allowed her daughter to do it. And she, not only did she allow it, she encouraged it.
But Wiz doesn't have any liable in this?
Is Stephanie broke up?
Not with Liam, no. Oh, of course, Ridge is responsible for breaking up his own marriage, but the point is...
Yeah, I mean, you cannot
I'm saying when you compare it to Taylor, Taylor was not the other woman in a marriage. Brooke was.
Well, I'm sorry. I think Taylor is more of a slut than Brooke will ever be.
Oh, God, no.
I mean, both of the girls, both Brooke and Taylor... Mm. Have done
Taylor,
wrong in the past.
Brooke did two of her daughters, husband and boyfriend. That tops all. That takes the cake.
Yeah, her, but sleeping with a son, with your enemy's son also ranks
but he,
up
but
here.
He, but he was a consenting adult. I thought it was gross, but bottom line, he was a consenting adult when it happened. But she was out on the patio screwing Oliver during graduation, and she had a baby with her daughter's husband. That's
I never understood how she couldn't tell the difference between
thank,
Oliver
thank
and her
you.
Husband. How could she not tell the difference?
You know what, okay, you know, I love this. I love this. Taylor cannot do any wrong, but Brooke is the friend of herself.
Time out. I didn't say Taylor did wrong. Brooke broke up a marriage, and she's encouraging her daughter to do the same thing. And she slept, and it's got nothing to do with Taylor. Look what Brooke did to her own kid, her own two daughters. Let's leave Taylor out of it. She scarred her daughters for life by sleeping with their men.
Okay, fine, maybe she shouldn't get member of the year, but... She should not get member of the year, but you know what? I'm sorry, but, you know, am I
back
to the
day, I wanted Ridge with Brooke. I was a Ridge and Brooke fan. It's not even about that. The bottom line is, she's teaching... When Steffi and Liam were together, after he chose to be with her, after he found out about Steffi's manipulations, she kept telling Liam, you belong with Hope, you belong with Hope, you belong with Hope, time and time again. And she's doing it again.
What do you think about everybody telling everybody to be with certain people and they never listen?
I learned that
the hard way.
And then she's going to be up in her sister's business now, and that pisses me off, too.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Oh,
I don't like that at all.
I could go for a book and bill.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God,
no. I mean, and Katie kind of started that. And wait a minute. Katie's kind of started that because she thought that they would be better off without her.
Katie started that.
She had postpartum depression. Just because Katie pushes them together does not.
Oh, you crap. Okay, sorry, you're going on mute.
Just because Katie said that.
Yeah.
Does not mean Brooke has to oblige. Why does she need every man to want her?
Well, okay, let's flip that around because, all right, in the situation of Katie made them go on a wild goose chase or whatnot, Stephanie dies. I'm just giving out, like, little important moments. Brooke is all vulnerable or whatnot.
But that's always her excuse. I understand she was there for Bill. Doesn't mean she has to kiss on him and get romantic with him.
I don't like that. I really don't like it.
So Brooke and the blame and all of it, and Bill is not at all.
No, Bill, both of them.
This is your
son.
After you did this twice to your daughter, you're going to do it to your... I'm not saying Bill's blameless, but look at Brooke's history. She's done it to her daughter twice. She's done it to her sister. I mean, where is her code of ethics?
She should be loyal to her sister, I think. I mean, it's her sister.
Because bottom line, even if Brooke came after her, even if Bill was the aggressor, it's up to her to say, this is my sister. She was fantasizing about him, for Christ's sakes, a couple of months ago.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't, though?
Oh, believe me. But what I'm saying is there are certain boundaries you can and shouldn't cross. And being your sister's husband. Hell, and let's not forget, she came very close to sleeping with Thomas.
With the berries?
No, before she
was... I don't even want to talk about that storyline.
I hated it. They were kissing on the plane. That was gross.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Oh, yeah, but now that Mo Thomas said hello.
Yet again.
Why would she kiss Thomas?
Because she...
Why'd she kiss Thomas?
They kissed more than once.
Why would you kiss Thomas?
She's gross.
I didn't see that episode.
Yeah, they kissed twice that I remember. Once on at the end of a showing, and then once on the plane. They were going somewhere on a plane. The two of them were going on a business trip.
Blue can blame the beard for that. Temporarily under the influence.
No, the berries, the kiss came before the berries.
No, it came after.
Is that when Thomas, who spun the story that they had sex, though?
That's where Stephanie came in. That's why I say.
Of course it would be Stephanie.
Stephanie gave.
I know, but I'm just saying those two are the same. Go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why I'm pissed at Taylor. For getting mad that Stephanie revoked those shares when they should have never been for Thomas because they were basically blackmail for him to lie to his own father to break up Broken Ridge. So who's Taylor to get mad? Those should have never went to him to begin with.
Taylor's just jealous.
She is. Yeah. And, you know, granted, why does she feel any... And it's almost like she's pissed that Stephanie didn't hate Brooke till the end. She's pissed that Stephanie didn't hate Brooke till the end. Too bad. Get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So wait, who can Taylor go with now? Who can she be with now?
I have a feeling if Rich comes back, it'll be them.
I doubt they're going to... if they go for a recast...
Okay, you know what? I don't... Carrie, can you look in this album for a moment, please?
The thing is, and you know what was stupid, too, the way they wrote the end of Ridge and Brooke? They had this epic love affair, and then they made him break up over a text message,
I know.
I'm like, how dumb is that?
And Dan confirmed it in an interview.
What?
I don't remember. Brooke was reading Ridge did an interview and Brooke read it in the paper, and said he said something about the marriage was over with or something like that.
He got mad because she didn't tell him about the text message from Deacon, but it wasn't like she was having an affair with him.
Exactly.
Again, I want to push Ridge off the cliff.
Liam first.
No, both.
Kyo, did you make it to this album?
The thing is, I couldn't believe Taylor acting a fool over there with Eric. Eric should be like, you know what? Nobody's coming to my door.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's had a revolving door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially with the two blondes.
And that's another thing. Where the hell? Why don't they have scenes with Thorne and Eric? Where the hell is Thorne? What do they dust him off every 6 months?
I know.
He went to Italy.
I know.
He went to Italy with Macy.
Oh, shut up.
Okay, sorry.
I want Macy back.
I know.
Now, that's the couple that should have anchored that show, but of course, Bobby's not there.
All I remember was the chandelier falling. I feel the earth move.
Wait, who was Macy? Macy wasn't played by Bobby Eakes, was she? But didn't she die? But then she came back, right?
She came back and then she died again.
She died, and then they went to Italy, and she was there, and Thorn reunited. They came back to Los Angeles. She became a singer again. She was singing. The chandelier fell on her. She was in a coma. That's all I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing I know, she woke up, and she was in Pine Valley.
And then he's with Darla, which I hated that.
Yeah, me too.
I was actually okay with it. Because I just feel that she was always that character that needed some kind of happy ending. I mean, she was a kooky character. Don't get me wrong. I mean, working for Sally Spectra, obviously. So I was kind of happy she was actually in the mix, like, with the Forresters. But, wait a minute, did Taylor kill her?
Yeah, she's drunk driving. Remember when Taylor had the alcoholism? Mm-hmm. Wasn't was James Warwick on back in at that point? I can't even remember when I know he was on again at some point.
What happened?
Remember, was James Warwick on then helping her, or was he already gone?
I think he was there already.
I think he was still there.
And that isn't that when she got involved? Then after that is when she got involved with Rick.
Mm-hmm.
After the alcoholism, isn't
it? But then. It seemed like a little.
Phoebe.
Oh, Phoebe.
That's another thing. That family has never been right ever since Phoebe died.
Yeah. You know,
that's
I always
true.
Wonder why they killed her.
Yeah, you know. I wonder.
Because they didn't really. My theory was that there was no story for her.
Well, they could have just sent her
for a
singing career.
They could have made a good story.
I'm surprised they just didn't let her leave and pursue her singing career.
Yeah, they didn't have to kill her. Damn it.
Well, Bold and the Beautiful needed another depth scene to, like, you know, stand out. Like how Cassie Newman died on Young and the Restless. They needed something like that on Bold and the Beautiful.
Don't even get me going about Cassie Newman.
Please don't get me. I don't want to even talk about it because I just started the scene just now.
I'm still not over the fact that they broke up Sharon and Nick over it 10 years later, whatever it's been.
I don't even want to talk about Sharon. That loony bin. I don't want to talk about her.
They should have never made her. See, that show did Sharon worse than GH even did Liz.
Yeah, but we saw it coming with Sharon. Kind of saw it coming.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. Did you see the... I see some chemistry on GH again today.
With who?
Yeah.
With who?
Candace, no. Candace got it.
I got it.
I did. Yeah. What did you say?
Okay. Tell me.
There was some smoking hot chemistry between two individuals today.
It was spicy hot.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to see today.
What's that?
I didn't get to see today. So who was it?
Oh. A couple of biological parents.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh
God.
God.
Sick.
Yeah.
They are good together.
Oh, sick.
It was hot.
I knew that was going to happen.
Wait a minute. I'm doing my dance. I actually got a new dance. This is called the Wiggle Dance. I want to tell you this right now. If Laura and Sean are at the fan club luncheon, I'm letting you know this up front. They will get one of the loudest round of applause, standing ovations. And not only that, they have the awards at the luncheon, like favorite couple, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, okay, Candace, lost your forever mind.
Oh, well, I'm going to be mine with AJ and Carly.
Oh, fine. Go for it. I will never be on board for them.
Wait a minute, Carly. When they hand you the paper to fill out for, like, I'm telling you this for a fact. They're going to have Sunny and Connie / Kate. They're going to have Spinelli with either or, Ellie or Maxie. Lulu and Dante. And they're going to probably have Carly and Todd, Star Michael, and AJ and Carly on there.
Well, okay.
It's going to be a close tie, but I'm telling you now, the chemistry is off the chain.
It would be a shame to break that chemistry.
I'm not saying the chemistry is not the sauce or anything. I just would not want them to go there. I'm sorry.
Oh, they're going there.
They have to.
They really do.
Okay, well, okay, can someone be on my side here, Kathy?
No.
Kathy, come on, Comcast is saving you, Kathy.
Well, I mean, the chemistry
is
unbelievable. Whether they're going there or not, I don't know, but the chemistry is unbelievable between the two of them. I mean, they're hot.
I'm not saying they're not hot.
And you know,
but it's sick to even go there.
No, if they do it right, it'll be good.
I live with them, with Todd and Tia and Todd and what the freak was her name?
You know what I can see? I can see them having a really bad fight, yelling at each other, hitting each other, and then all of a sudden,
and then Michael's got a baby sibling.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Can't you see that, though? Can't you see that?
Man.
Oh, please let this happen in February.
Please let it happen in February.
And all of a sudden, I can see that happening. Okay, I think it's sick and sick and sick and sick and wrong on so many levels.
I need some water.
There's not a single level that this is wrong on, because these two belong.
Okay,
they don't have a long romance or anything, they got to have sex.
I want a real relationship. They were friends before. They can get back to where they were before.
I would be fine with that. Even if it's not a romance, I said, there's got to be sex. There can be a romance, that's fine with me, but there's got to be something going on, because these two, they kind of struck gold.
Now, I'm
they
not sure.
Gold
I'm not,
when it's coming back, I, with him coming back.
I'm not sure there'll be a romance, but I think they're going to have some kind of sex. They got to.
If Sonny find out, Sonny kill AJ.
Oh, please.
Don't clean yourself, Sam.
Sonny will not kill AJ because he won't do that to Michael.
First of all,
you know what?
Carly. First and foremost, I'm just gonna pin this out, and you guys help make sure I'm not okay. Right now, Sonny is nowhere in Carly's. Wait a minute, Carly. Right now, Sonny is worried about his relationship with Michael.
He's so worried about Carly.
No.
Right now, he's worried about Connie and Kate. He's worried about Connie. He's worried about Christina.
Don't worry about Connie.
He's
Connie can take
Michael.
Care of herself.
Carly can take care of herself, too, honey. You know she can.
You know what, Sam? No, not after what Carly's been through in the last 2 months. No. And she should not date a loser like AJ or even... Think about getting in bed with them? No. No, I'm sorry.
So you're saying she's not strong enough to deal with it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying it's a mistake. It's a bad mistake.
I'm going to shut up about it now because I'm obviously wrong.
No. First of all, is it worse than being with Todd or Johnny? Nope.
Excuse me, I favor the Johnny and Carly relationship.
I do too, but AJ is not worse than Johnny.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Johnny killed a baby.
Oh, yes, he
Johnny
is.
Johnny killed a baby and pinned it on a mentally ill woman.
Johnny's a baby killer.
I'm going to head out because there's a show on that I'm supposed to go watch. So, everyone have a good one. Chat at you later.
Okay.
Bye, Shiloh.
Oh, bye.
Bye, Shiloh. Night, everyone. Bye.
Good night.
Night.
Why does Shiloh have to go? Why'd she have to go?
She has to watch TV show.
Well, maybe it was getting way too heated, and we were
scared.
No, I think
she had to watch.
No, it's going to get hot when that scene happens. That's when it gets hot.
I need a tall glass of ice water.
I'm going to need a shake. It's going to be a hot
okay,
winter.
Okay, that's funny.
No, but in all seriousness, why, is AJ worse than Todd and Johnny? No.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Okay, you will never get me loving AJ Corman, Carrie, no matter how you try.
Oh, I'm not looking to get you. You don't have to love him.
I don't.
I think it's a good storyline for Michael's parents to come to a mutual understanding and get along.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm saying it's fine.
Oh, is that what we're calling it
now? But
then
get along. We just don't have to screw each other or anything.
I mean, I don't love AJ. I don't love him. I can't say I love him.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you.
What I do love is the way they're writing Michael and AJ's storyline. It's so great the way they have them together and they didn't make Michael give AJ a hard time. I love it.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love that. He sort of gave him a little hard time. It's like he welcomed the bastard in with open arms. And, you know, I'm sorry.
I like the storyline. And I like the way I like him with Michael. I think he hasn't done anything wrong. I can't say anything he's done wrong. He hasn't done anything wrong. He may do something wrong. I'm not saying he won't, but, you know,
happen right after the
Well, of course, because has Sonny been a saint? No, so that's fine. He'll screw up, but as long as it's not against Michael, I don't have a problem with it. If it's business and it's Tracy and it's Quartermain business, obviously as long as he fills Michael in and doesn't lie to him, there's not going to be an issue.
No, I agree with that.
Look what Michael did for him today, yesterday and today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just don't want them to lose sight of the Michael and Sonny relationship in Bible because that's going to not be good either.
Well, Sonny's not going to let that happen because Sonny's not going to do anything against AJ. Sonny could have done something today when he went to see Tracy, but Sonny said no. I don't want to cause any problems for Michael. Didn't Sonny say that?
The only way that's going to happen is if Sonny does something stupid. And if Sonny does something stupid, then he deserves his relationship in jeopardy if he does something stupid.
Well, let's play that AJ will do something stupid then.
Okay, but that doesn't prevent anything with Carly.
Yes, it does.
Carly, listen first. I like this how on the show the writers have separated Sonny and Carly. Since 2001, when Tamara Braun played her.
You know what, I don't like the separation.
Let Candace
let
finish.
Let her finish her talking.
It's always been Sonny and Carly, okay?
So what?
Okay, listen. It's interesting to see them in separate storylines that doesn't connect. I mean, the only thing that's connecting Sonny and Carly at this point is Michael. Okay?
That's it.
The
only thing that connects them.
Wow.
Okay.
Sorry.
Right now,
thing that connects them.
Hey, I got a question. AJ's in Michael's place. Why don't those two idiots worry about their other son that got shipped off in boarding school?
And it's interesting to see Sonny actually communicate, in the last couple of episodes before, you know, with Christine.
He could just had a brain on yours.
I'm waiting for Morgan to come back and say, hey, Daddy, hey, Mom, here's my boyfriend.
I mean, seriously.
Where the hell is Morgan, anyway? Is he 50 yet?
Why don't they go?
He must be 18.
They got him off in boarding school. Does anybody give a crap about him? And furthermore, Sonny needs to take care of Christina right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's the relationship that everybody
called for. But Sonny was with Connie the other day, and he said, I have to go see how my daughter's doing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and Sonny, he's going to go see that she's going to end up in jail is where she's going to end up.
Yeah, that was funny. That was a funny part today.
That's the right way to keep. It was hilarious, yeah.
I thought that was funny.
Oh, no, Connie,
you
better
like go. I'm like you, Candace. I think it was time for them to their lives were too intertwined for being exes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
They
well,
dragging
I'm
each
sorry.
Other down.
I disagree. I disagree. Sorry.
Well,
I love their chemistry.
It cost Callie her marriage.
Damn straight it did.
You know what? You know what? Okay, so what, Carrie? They should never talk. They should just forget their history.
Who
said
that?
Who said it? No,
I'm aging ass. Oh, this is terrific. This is terrific that Sunny and Colby and I are in time, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm sorry.
Wait,
I'm not. I don't
wait,
like
wait,
it. Wait,
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 wait, wait, wait, wait, wait, wait, wait, wait, wait, wait, wait,
when it affects
when it affects their other relationships with other people when they're supposed to move on, that's not good.
Oh.
It affects
and the ex, okay, exes, you know, and to try and love to not just move on like they have as long as they should be taking care of each other a little still. So, Bill, I'm sorry, I don't like it. I don't think
you can be supportive and be cordial without having without getting permission to do anything. They were too.
No, I disagree. Sorry, I disagree. I love
and
that relationship.
And by the way, I thought that before AJ, we knew AJ was alive because she ruined her marriage over. The best person that ever happened to
her.
Oh,
no, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm glad. I'm glad she won her marriage over because of that stupid slimy Zach. So I was never a Zach fan.
He was the best thing that ever happened to her in her freaking
No, he wasn't. No, he was not.
I love Carly and Jax, I have to say.
Carly.
I like Carly and Jax, too.
Me, too.
When the last time Jax came to town when nobody even knew he was there, when those scenes with Michael on the docks were some of the best scenes. He actually talked to him like he was an adult, and he was truly concerned about his well-being and wanted the best for him.
Well, Michael and Morgan love Jax.
Mm-hmm.
He was good to them.
Mm-hmm. Why not? Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Felix was right the other day. Felix was right. Carly likes the bad boys,
like
and
the
there's
bad
nothing
boys.
Wrong with that, but she's got to like the bad boys.
You can have step-parents, and it works, but there's got to be boundaries.
Oh, well, maybe, no. There should not be boundaries when they come to Sunny and Carly. Forget it. No, I'm not advocating boundaries for them. Sorry. I don't think there should be boundaries.
Not a single boundary, so they should just have, like...
No, I just think for them not to have a lot of things...
Let me tell you something. You want to talk about boundaries... Sonny's lucky that Carly even talked to him since he got her son shot in the head. So Carly
but she forgave him.
That's what I forgave him. What did I just
she
say?
She forgave him. She
forgave
him.
Wait a minute. Carly's been shot by Sonny. Michael was shot because of Sonny.
That's what I just said. Sonny's lucky.
Carly had a miscarriage because of Sonny. Let's get the facts
No, the miscarriage wasn't...
The second one. Yeah, that's right. I forgot when she got shot in the head because of Sonny.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you want to get technical, her kid got sent to prison and raped because of Jason and Sonny's brilliant idea to cover up the fucking crime. When it would have just been
self-defense. Excuse me, Carly went along with it, didn't she? Yes, she did.
Well, then correction.
Then
she's a dumb
said.
Bitch, too.
Well, she went along with the two. And you know what? I thought it was a brilliant plan myself.
Yeah.
I would have done
it.
If it was my brilliant plan, I would have covered the fuck it up, too.
Why? They didn't need to cover it up. That's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing. The judge even told
up.
Them.
I'm sorry. I would have covered it
the
up.
The judge even
but
told them that
cover
it was a bad
up.
Idea.
If they didn't cover it up, he would have been free.
Oh, no. Because the name Quintos would have been there. The name Morgan would have been tied up. Yes.
The judge said it. He said if you would have came and
told the
truth, you would have...
Oh, the judge was a fucking liar.
Okay, but look what happens. Okay, let's play devil's advocate. Let's say the storyline had him tell the truth, okay? He would have probably did a community service at General Hospital, got off, you know, lived with the regret, had nightmares, it's the end.
You know why?
Why would he go to jail when the criminals of Port Charles don't even go to jail?
Yeah, I mean, Donnie got in jail for this accident? No. But Michael went in jail for what happened? Come on.
I think it was in self-defense. I don't even
Michael
think
had
it would
no
have got community service.
Michael had no criminal record. He wouldn't have done jail time. He was saving his baby sister and his mother from a mad woman.
Right, with self-defense. Mm-hmm. I don't think he would have even got community service.
And not only that, the only reason that the judge was so hard on Michael was because this was like a slap in the face to Sonny and Jason.
Yep.
Right.
They've been trying to get Sonny and Jason for the longest time. Now, granted, Okay, if Jason went into the court, into the jail, right, wouldn't they have said, okay, we got Jason Morgan in jail, and Michael went scotch free? But that could have been another storyline. Keep Jason in jail. What would Sonny do? Sonny would have to give up.
I will always think what they did was right. Sorry.
Okay, let's get back to the real story of the day. In February or March, I'm going to get my favorite scene. Please let that be my favorite scene.
You know what,
Candace?
You don't know if you're going to have your favorite scene, okay? You don't know. You don't know what that aim they had been after since she's been gone. You don't know.
Okay,
so
But what we're seeing right now, he hasn't done anything wrong on there. You can't help
it. Oh, yeah, he's been a saint. Let's remember that. And they call me in the saint. Of course he cannot do anything
wrong. He's not a saint,
Kelly.
He's not a saint. No one's a saint, but he hasn't done anything wrong on here. All we've seen is good stuff.
He's been bad.
We've seen good stuff.
Well, I don't like AJ. I will never like AJ because AJ is bad. Bad, and I don't like
AJ. Are you basing it on, I want to ask you this question because somebody else said the same thing. Are you basing it on the way that he was portrayed before Sean came back to the show? Because that was poor writing.
No, she's basing it on the fact that he did Carly wrong in the day. Back in the day, he did Carly wrong.
He named Michael wrong, so
which
he really punished
she
for
that. By the way, she started that, but if we want to go down that road, we know who started that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's not go down that road. My head will explode.
Mm-hmm.
We could start the next controversial subject of Maxie Jones being a twit.
Okay, well, for once, I don't think we are going to argue on that because I think... you're right on that because she is on this. She chooses to tell the truth and get over with.
I just don't like that whole storyline.
See, I have no loyalty to Maxie, so, you know, what she's doing is wrong, wrong, wrong. So, here's
how
we
get a new one. Wrong, wrong, wrong. I'm going to use that, Kali.
Okay, mine.
Isn't this classic Maxie, though? She's always doing the wrong thing.
I know, but what I'm saying is, Maxie, I don't have any loyalty or really love Maxie. So really, what she's doing right now is wrong and bad and everything you can think of. And I just got two more followers on Twitter. Cool.
I don't know if I would be in a hurry to tell anybody that I had a Spinelli baby either.
I would. I didn't think I would. You did on purpose, Kelly. You set me up just now. You knew what I got him with fun.
She's hurting me.
Remember, I have the mute button. Remember that.
Well, look.
I'm kidding.
See. Oh, God, I was kidding. Oh, my God. Oh, shit. I was kidding. You guys knew I was kidding, right? You guys knew I was kidding. Kathy, I was kidding.
Did she hang up?
Yeah.
You got to press the people with the mute button. It's not nice.
Well, I was kidding, Kathy. Kathy, I told you I was going to be bad tonight.
You said go ahead.
I'm a big money.
You kind of flunked it. So while we're trying to get her back on, I like to do a General Hospital promo.
She's not coming back on.
Nope.
Oh,
I want to do a General Hospital promo. It's in the last 50 years of General Hospital, you've seen
all types of storylines, from the crazy, when people are trying to freeze the world, to great romances, legal more. T-Love, Robin and Stone, and Lucky and Liz, and The Unforgettable.
Excuse me,
I'm doing a promo. Now comes the time, in February or March, when the song I Knew You Were Trouble by Taylor Swift plays for two certain characters. Be there when the magic happens, when the lust and the passion and the hair and everything else are laid out on a satin sheet with candles. ABC Daytime.
I don't like that promo.
I love it.
I really don't.
I loved it. Okay.
I can do a promo.
Hey, I need to drink some water. Hold on.
Okay, fine. Hey, did you ever find the ticket price? Did you have that?
Shit. Let me get my tablet and see if it's going there. Because I'm like two different places. Hold on. Wait, where's everybody else at? Carly, where did everybody go?
Is anyone here?
Yes.
Oh.
Did I cut out?
No, maybe you did, but Carrie is probably never going to talk to me ever again. I was kidding.
Never going to speak to you again.
What? Cassie?
She will never speak to you again.
Nope.
Kathy, you got to talk to her for me. No, I was kidding. She listened to you.
Carrie doesn't listen to me.
Yeah.
Carrie doesn't listen to me.
Carrie's
her own.
Okay, Samantha, talk to Carrie for me because, okay, see, my number speak to me again. I was kidding, you guys, so you guys gotta help me, please. See, Kathy, what happened when I told you I was gonna, be back tonight, see? Damn, why did I say that? I was only kidding. See, what happened
to her? I forced her to hang up, though. You could have said I was joking, because she probably wouldn't
have told her. I tried, but then she was,
it was too late.
Fine. Anyone want to help me? Having Carrie on your bell list is not fun. Anyone want
to... You can call her after the show. She'll...
Yeah, she'll probably talk to you.
Probably. A big probably. Great. Kathy, when I tell you I'm going to be bad, would you talk me out of it, please?
Yeah, I told you to go ahead.
Yeah, okay, so this is on your phone. I'm not taking the... And then Carrie really, but Carrie's still in the cell room. Well, she said, she was so, Candace, what's going on with your tablet?
It's going on now.
Oh. Because guess how much, breakfast the vendor is.
How much? Better be free.
105.
Don't. Let it be free.
Why?
Did you like how I said that? Like, I better be free. They should have, like, a free event. Oh, yeah, they do. It's called a kickoff.
The kickoff is free.
It better be.
It's not.
Wait a minute. Oh, gosh. I'm actually sitting here in tears. I'm so sorry. Anyway. There we go. Yes,
they got the past cast in that. Yeah.
So, Kathy, how are you feeling?
Sore.
Oh.
It's never going away. I'm having it forever.
How so? Okay, fine. So next week looks promising on the soap. You know, I wonder when we will be back to normal because, you know, the magazine will still wrong on their dates when things are happening in the program. Guys sometimes are wrong. Yeah. Hello?
Is having an event?
What?
Fiona Hughes is having an event on that Friday.
Oh, cool.
Oh, Saturday's going to be a big day. Whew. Man, this is going to be tough.
Okay, yeah, we did.
So Thursday is the General Hospital kickoff, cocktail kickoff. And then Becky's is from 9 to midnight. Wait a minute.
I'm going.
Wait a minute. Okay, here we go. Okay, for the kick... Oh, dang, just starting to charge. The kickoff party is $90. And the cast event, the luncheon, is $135 for members and $150 for non-members.
Yep.
They must have bumped their head. On Friday,
I'd skip the kickoff for $90.
Yeah. And then on Friday, it's Lisa's event, Lindsay Morgan's event, Kirsten and Chad's, Chris and Chad's event. Oh, that's going to be good. Laura's, Kelly Monaco's, and Fiona.
I love how you said Kelly Monaco, believe that.
But wait a minute. That's going to intertwine with Laura's event.
Ooh. Wait, what is?
Well, okay, Laura's event is at 7:30 to 9:30. Kelly's is 9 to midnight, and 7 to 10 is Fiona's event.
Wait, okay, I'm not going to Kelly's. Not going to go to Kelly's, so.
Wait, Candace, you're not going to Kelly's. Were you thinking about it?
No, but I was going to go to Fiona's, but that means I would have to, if I go to Laura's, I would have to.
Kelly, you don't need to go to Fiona's.
No, my plan was going to Laura's all along, so.
Yeah. Okay, then Saturday is the luncheon from 8 to 4, meaning we getting up at 6 o'clock, just letting you know. Maurice's event at 4, so that means Maurice is going to leave around 3. Then it's Kelly and Kirsten Storm's event from 6 to 9.
Wait, Kelly Monaco and Kirsten Storm?
No, Kelly Sullivan. Connie.
Okay. I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay.
And then it's Dominic's and Jason Thompson's event from 9 to midnight. That's where they get liquored up at.
That's yummy.
Exactly. Then on Sunday, it's Haley's, the one, y'all know her, the one that plays Molly and Friends.
Yeah.
So that means TJ is going to be there. And then the past cast event from 11 to 4. I'm definitely going to that.
But you missed something.
What?
Beth is having an event.
Yeah, I'm about to get to it.
Gee.
Then there's a spot requested. Somebody's having an event from 4 to 6, and then Bradford and Brandon is going to have an event from 6 to 9.
Yeah,
then,
and you know who's going now.
Yeah, I know. Then they said that on Monday there's three events planned. Okay. Becky's, Kirsten and Chad, luncheon, past cast. Oh, this is going to be good.
And you're okay with the room situation and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But no, Kathy, that's why I wanted to talk to you about this weekend because I want to go to Lowe's event. I want to go to
Laura's.
Lois, Brad Foods. Who else is having an event on Saturday, Kins?
Wait a minute.
All of them. I go to Becky's.
Okay, you said for Saturday, it's the luncheon, Maurice, Kelly and Kirsten, Dominic and Jason's.
Okay. Well, but you want to go to Becky's event with Zaydon and I?
Yes.
Okay. What other event do you want to go?
Well,
this
really
is real exciting, but I think I'm going to go. I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Good night.
Okay.
I don't know. It depends on... I don't know. I probably know by tomorrow. Because I don't want to spend so much money.
I know, me either, but, you know, I mean, I want to be able to go at least, you know, a couple, you know.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, but it gets us, like, Friday day free.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. Tomorrow.
Yeah, let me know. Yeah. Let me know when are you flying? Have you decided with that?
Probably Thursday. Like, I'll be there Thursday afternoon.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So, Kathy, did you think Carrie's ever going to talk to me again?
Yes. I think she'll talk to you again.
I was kidding. If you won't talk to me, will you talk to her for me?
Yes, but she's going to talk to you.
Because I was kidding. I swear I was kidding you, too.
She will talk to you.
Okay. See what happens when I'm bad? See what happens, Kathy? I'm bad. Kansas, I am sorry about the Patriots.
Good night, Carly. I'll talk to you later.
What? God! I'm sorry.
You weren't supposed to even say that. I'm still not over it. I'm not
what
over it.
What is Kathy?
What?
Just burning bridges tonight, girl. Burning bridges.
Not over what?
New England losing. I mean, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
But since you brought it up.
Oh, okay. Hi.
I don't want to talk about it. So, yeah. Okay.
Okay, but the Super Bowl is on this weekend, right?
February
3rd. No, next week. Yeah,
so,
Monday.
Is anything this weekend? It's not the Pro Bowl this weekend, is it?
Yeah. No. No, it's next weekend.
So, Kathy, what time are you going back tonight? So should we just call it a night or what?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, talk to you guys later. Bye, guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.